Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
It's Puck, the Doom Trickster. You're not going to remember me.
Frequency, bringing the megahertz.
I'm Sokotoa, master of gadgetry and geometry.
Now with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 3, Birds of a Feather, Issue 4, Effective Immediately. On the cover, Puck, Sokotoa, and Frequency stand looking down from a rooftop over a city park. Rampaging through the area is an enormous T-Rex made of earth and stone. Sokotoa is turned to the other two, explaining, "No, it's funny, so at least upper bound is..." Up in the sky, Striped Eagle is flying past, leaving contrails in the shape of the Falcon logo. The bottom blurb promises, "Thrilling combat, prehistoric mayhem, post-heroic arguing."
Just off the end of this last issue, we have the four of you, which is Sokotoa, Puck, and should I call you Ben or Frequency right now? You just had a big heroic speech moment.
I think Frequency is fine. We've been using Frequency
interchangeably
already before, so that's fine.
Great. So yeah, we have Sokotoa, we've got Puck, we've got Frequency. The three of you looking super heroic, standing ready to take on the Pterosaur. And with you is Striped Eagle. She is the Mark II, and she's in that bright silver, red, white, and blue face mask up to face things down. It's very similar to the previous one, the last panel of the previous one. And so she's saying to all of you, "Are you ready to do this?"
His time of villainy has reached its least upper bound.
Oh my God. And then we're on to the next panel. And now we are definitely facing a threat as a team. So the leader of this fight right now, is it Striped Eagle or is it one of you?
I would think it's Striped Eagle.
See, I wasn't 100% on that. If she's okay.
One, two, three, point at the person you think is the leader.
We can do that. If you'd like.
No, I'm asking a question. Is she more like gesturing like, "Okay, let's see what you guys can do"? Or is this like all for one? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. In that case, I agree. I assume she's the leader.
Okay. Does that checks out with you as well?
Does it do anything if I say no?
It gives some pretty big implications for later questions.
I guess Puck's on board.
So our team starts at one because some time has passed. And it's going to be popping up to three because you're doing this move.
Okay.
Another thing that I just want to mention is the reminder that if someone has done something that you believe gives them influence over you, you can just state it. So I know that we had a move that caused Puck to take influence over Frequency. But if that was the kind of moment that would have caused that, then you can just say, "This person has influence over me."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if the leader has influence over every teammate, add another team.
Which is
not even close.
No.
I don't know that she has influence over any of you. If everyone has the same purpose in the fight, add another team. Her purpose in the fight is to make you look good while fighting the Pterosaur. Does anyone have a different purpose in the fight?
That sounds great.
Yeah, I want to look good.
I'm not sure what Buck's purpose is here.
Okay.
It's not necessarily to do that. I think his purpose is to make the rest of his team look good.
Okay.
Does that jive closely enough?
I think that jives closely enough, yeah.
He's just not considering himself.
Yeah, because he's so sad. Yeah. So that adds one to the pool, bringing you to four. If any team member mistrusts the leader or the team, remove a team from the pool. And I can see...
Puck definitely mistrusts her. Sorry.
That's okay. Does anyone else distrust her? Just so we can get that out in the open.
I do not.
I don't think I'm 100% on board. I'm probably like 75, but I don't know enough about her reasons for what she doesn't like about Falcon for me to be like gung-ho.
To be clear, Puck mistrusts Falcon.
Yes.
And she is a representative of Falcon in this case. So he may come to trust her as a person, but right now as a hero who represents Falcon, he mistrusts her.
Okay. So I'm actually going, there is an option for the leader to mark a condition to avoid losing a team.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to mark a condition to avoid losing a team. She is going to be marking, just because this is a thing that is semi out of character, she's marking guilty. Like, she turns to you and, like, there's like a brief moment where the four of you are kind of like planning and working out some logistics. We're not going to talk through that because that's boring. But we do get a moment that you can see the distrust with Puck, and she, like, her shoulders kind of come down a little bit, and she looks like it definitely hurt her that Puck isn't trusting her. But she's like, you know, she pulls herself the heck back together and says, okay, let's go. Remember, you have resources. Don't be afraid to use them. And she turns to charge into the square.
The first thing that Frequency is doing is he's rushing in, taking care of crowd control.
Okay.
He's going to try and patch into the city's traffic network.
Yeah.
Red lights, detour signs and whatnot, yeah, diverting traffic away from this area. So people probably will see the giant stone dinosaur, but at least this way they'll be diverted before they have to see it and they're not getting closer to the danger.
Yeah. So that brings us really nicely into that next panel. We've got Frequency standing and like doing his psychic thing and having all of the lights going and changing. And we also have just this enormous Tyrannosaurus Rex made of stone and covered in like moss and grass in the middle of the square, like just swinging its tail and arm around, tail and arms around. It's long, slightly longer than like, it's not like little comedic T-Rex. It's like, you know, it's slightly longer, like raptor
arms. Yeah.
Yeah. We, in that same shot, like we can see this thing is huge. And there's buildings on all four sides of this park, and they're kind of like lower buildings. And already we can see that there is Falcon support. There are drones all around and like just cameras going, and like the news media is there at the same time that you are. And like there is a moment for Frequency that he hits the Protean City security protocols. And it's as though they were waiting for you. And the doors just open. And you have full control of the grid in this entire area.
Yes.
It's for a moment, it's a little overwhelming. But you're able to like kind of piece together your control of this. This is what it would be like if you didn't have to hack in.
Mm. Oh, that's exciting.
I'm down.
Excited for you.
So I guess if we're all going to go through just what we're doing,
yeah.
Puck would like sprint towards the closest like lamppost or okay, light like post something,
yeah,
and climb up it. And he's sitting on top of it. And he probably sits down too, gets a little comfortable on top of this thing, swinging his feet and just starts like, he's like making it rain, creating little fairies. And he's just like popping them up and then like knocking them over. And he's almost like shooting, like throwing them out like a target shooter. Like if you, okay, if you go target shooting, the, yeah, thing that flips out the target.
The skeets.
Yeah. He's just doing that. And he's just hurling, like just like almost pouring a wave of these little fairy things out.
Yeah.
At just straight at the pterosaur.
Fantastic. Are they like trying to attack the thing or are they just like tripping it up?
They're crawling all over it.
Okay.
Like he's just getting ready.
Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers. Cause okay, that sounds like it's kind of like stopping it from doing things too directly.
Yeah. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Things are just beautiful. So yeah, they get all over the pterosaur and it's starting to just like, it's swinging, trying to get at them, but it is a dinosaur. And so they're able to start just creeping in into little cracks and crevices in its body. And like you can just see it's getting covered with these little crystalline lights. So yeah. Katoa, what are you doing?
So what, how tall is the building that we're on, the rooftop?
Tall would you like it to be?
No, this no has more been, than you said. This it has was pretty
carefully
well.
Orchestrated.
Okay, so I'm going to be on a 2-story building.
Okay,
and I'm going to, with the communicators that we have that frequency set up, I'm going to ask him to bring a drone around, and I'm basically going to use this like sort of like a jetpack,
okay,
kind of a thing, and I'm going to be circling the pterosaur and throwing orbs at it to immobilize its arms. It's like a sticky substance.
Yeah.
That I'm going to throw at it so we can't fight off the fairies.
Fantastic. That's so cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, frequency, do you go for that?
Absolutely. Surveillance drone inbound.
Yeah, so we get the drone coming in, and it's got like, it's plastered all over with that Falcon logo and everything like that. And are you like jumping out onto it, stepping onto it?
Oh, I'm
what's
like,
this look like?
I'm gonna if we're trying to look as badass as possible, I'm running towards this thing and like leaping off the building.
Oh yeah,
amazing!
That's right. Heroic you're shit. Jumping. It's swooping in.
Are you jump? Just, is your intention to jump on top of it and like surf it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yes.
Nice.
Exactly.
Yes. That. Yes. So yeah. So you're surfing on this thing, and like it swings around, and like you have a little bit of control over it, But I think you're like the two of you are going to be working together on this. I think, like you know, your dad surfs all the time, so you've probably done a little bit yourself,
right?
And so like you know, you can manage this. And so we get this shot of just or this panel of Sokotoa swinging around at the pterosaur, and it's swinging a claw down towards him. And in that moment, Striped Eagle comes and just like. Shoots a repulsor at its arm, and its arm is like pushed back, and you're able to get just like this wide open shot.
So I take this orb with this sticky substance in it. I throw it directly in his like chest area.
Yeah.
It's going to encompass both of his arms.
Okay.
And, like kind of force them whatever position they're in now, they're basically going to be stuck. So if he's got his arms out wide, they're going to be there for a while.
Fantastic.
So I throw it right in the middle. And of course yell, Newton's first.
Amazing. Okay, go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
I should mention I do have hopeless.
That does roll over unless you have. So you can remove conditions, if you've done certain things. So to clear angry, hurt someone or break something important. To clear afraid, run from something difficult. To clear guilty, make a sacrifice to absolve your guilt. To clear hopeless, fling yourself into easy relief. And to clear insecure, take foolhardy action when talking. Take foolhardy action without talking to your team. So if you do that at the end of that scene, it gets cleared.
Okay, I don't recall exactly what hopeless was, but I don't have.
Hopeless is flinging yourself into easy relief. I don't think
I
that
would
you have
not
done
call that.
That
easy relief.
Yeah, well, having a difficult conversation about the nature of superheroics wasn't easy relief for you.
No, the drone. Its designation is easy relief. He flung himself onto it.
It's easy RLF.
We're bringing the easy relief to you.
Oh, so this worked out. I got eight.
Awesome. Okay.
Wait, is this just a straight roll? I should.
No, it should be
no,
plus
it's,
freak.
It's plus freak.
Okay, so it's a 7.
Okay. So on a 7 to 9, mark a condition, or the GM will tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
I already have 3 conditions. It's going to have to be temporary.
All right. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. This is a very large beast. And so like you can see the goo like does catch its arms, and like one of the arms is caught up right next to it, and one of it is kind of like turned off to the side. But you can see that its porous ground-like skin is just starting to absorb the moisture from it. And so eventually this goo is going to like just be brittle enough that it can crack its arm out. But for now, its arms are definitely held. At that point, Striped Eagle pulls back and calls out, nicely done, Sokotoa. Let's keep the pressure on. What do you do?
Is anyone else attacking it like directly? Like right now, like you are kind of back, like organizing. You threw some goo at it. Striped Eagle is kind of hovering in the back and watching us.
She did like stop the arm from hitting Sokotoa.
Yeah.
But she's doing kind of like air support for the moment.
Okay. So then
She will be jumping in as well.
Okay.
But she wants to make sure that everyone looks good.
Then in that case, Puck is gonna just like jump at the thing.
Nice.
So yeah, he jumps off of the lamppost that he's on and just starts like sprinting towards the bad guy, the giant monster, the dinosaur thing. And it's like starting to get, I imagine that its legs are covered in these little, like his little like orange fairy things.
Yeah.
And he's starting to get, covered in like bits of him are covered in weird goo, which makes it harder for him to walk and move and stuff like that. And Puck is going to try to like climb up on top of him.
Nice. You are absolutely able to climb on top of him.
Yeah.
Like he's like moving around, but with this covering of fairies you have, it's not too bad.
Yeah. So Puck climbs up on top of him and just sits down on his head.
Okay.
Puck kind of just always sits down.
Yeah.
Whenever he's not moving, and especially because he's just, it's like a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
So he's sitting cross-legged.
Are his feet like dangling off the
No,
edge?
in this case, he's sitting cross-legged.
Okay.
And he's going to just try to like, so he like, he's like, he finds an area of this thing's head that's not covered in goo or whatever.
Yeah.
And he sort of like tries to like wiggle a hand down into some of the like weird, like craggy rock bits of him. And I want to have a dark vision about this monster.
Okay. Sounds good. So first off, that is going to mark your doom track.
Yeah.
That's what you're going for. And the dark vision, can you remind me what it does?
Yep.
The playbook stuff, it's so hard for me to remember.
Yeah, it's fine. Mark your doom track after you have a vision about the situation at hand. After the vision, ask the GM a question and they will answer it honestly.
Okay. I've got this. I like this. Cut this, James. Because otherwise I'm going to sound too thrilled with myself. So you have this vision, like it pulls you back. You are familiar with some experiences of time because the great old trickster is so disconnected from it that you sometimes find yourself a little disconnected from it as well. And so you feel yourself pulled back 65 million years and you see dinosaurs all around you. Moving around, and you feel that you are the mightiest. You see these dinosaurs and you see that you are mightier than them because they are flesh and skin and you are stone and rock and land. And then you see the end. You see the meteor coming down. You see the fire and you feel yourself sink down into tar and be trapped. And then you feel yourself back and you see just the destruction and chaos you've caused and you see a little tiny human that catches you in the very air that you're in and just puts you into a cell where it's cold and you're frozen and you're just staring hatred at him. And then you see probably about 20 people in Falcon armor coming to your cell, coming to this frozen chunk of ice you've been in, and getting you out. And then you snap back to reality.
Did Falcon let this monster out here today?
Yes. And you're sitting on top of its head.
Yeah.
And now we're going to move over to Frequency. Frequency, you've got this place on lockdown. It feels amazing. Tell me a little bit about your powers. Can you see through the eyes of all of these drones?
Not simultaneously, okay. Really. I'll have to sort of, you know, it's very
hopping around.
Very easy for Frequency to hop around.
Yeah.
But I have sort of just a general sense of what's going on the battlefield at any point in time.
Yeah.
Not because of my powers, but because of the surveillance that I have access to all around.
Yeah. And like, it is as though they turned on Bluetooth mode and clicked Frequency. Like, you are in complete control of these things.
Yeah, dialed in on everything.
Yeah, and anytime you drop away from control of it, Falcon just smoothly picks it back up. But nice. Like, they are making sure that you are ending up in a lot of the video that's being taken by these drones.
Okay.
And like, the news can see, like the news have spotted you and the newscaster is saying, A young mutant seems to be controlling the entire situation here, really just having taken over Falcon's drones. Whether this is... No, there's no way this could be an act of vigilantism. He must be working with them because this is beautiful. because these drones are just moving in like these perfect shapes all through the air. You are able to put on like a bit of a show.
Okay.
And they are any time that you're not doing so, they're doing so.
Okay.
So what do you do?
I think at this point, I'm going to use like an X-ray burst.
Okay.
You know, another portion of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, trying to see if there are any weak points or anything that I can sense on Pterosaur.
Nice. That is an assess the situation.
Oh, okay. I have that on here.
While we have a moment, would you consider riding a drone to throw goo at a monster a ridiculous stunt?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I have hit that drive.
Yes, you have.
5, 6, 7, 8 + 3 = 11.
Nice. Okay, so you take +1 forward when acting on the answers, and you can ask 2.
Okay.
And I know that who here is most vulnerable to me is not quite what you're asking, but if you ask that, I will give you the answer to it.
I was going to say the...
Yeah.
Oh, man, I kind of don't want to. Because I don't really want to end it quickly.
Okay.
Because we're doing... How could we best end this quickly?
If the pterosaur is separated from the Earth, he has much less power. So managing to get him off balance or getting things beneath him could make it easier for you to control him. Like, his legs need to be rooted.
Okay.
And like you can see, and you're able to see that because you see like as he takes steps that there's like roots just like pulling up grass and pavement and some sewer lines and stuff like that as it's walking around. Admittedly, right now it's walking around in kind of like small circles trying to get a sight of Sokotoa and Striped Eagle without being able to really swing at them. But it's making some biting gestures.
I'm just on his head.
Question 2, what here is in the greatest danger?
Honestly, that news van, they were not supposed to be as close as they are. The person driving the news van made the call that they were going to go a little bit closer because it seemed like things were sort of under control. But if this dino goes down in the wrong direction, it's going to take out the van. If it swings its tail in the wrong direction, it's going to take out the van. And there's someone standing outside talking cheerfully. There's a camera operator. Like, they're in a lot of danger.
Okay. Hey, team, can you read me?
Loud and clear.
Did you patch Striped Eagle in? Your call.
I'd say yes, because I felt, if I feel she's the leader and I feel she's part of the team.
You could also probably like drop her in and out if you need to.
Yeah, it would be very easy.
Oh, yeah, I can do that to all of you anyway. Yeah.
Is she in this communication right now?
Yes.
Yeah, what's up?
There's a Channel 8 van. It seems to be a little close for comfort. Can we do something to try to get them back a little bit?
Are they inside the perimeter?
Absolutely.
Shit. Frequency, can you handle it? I'm trying to keep these two from getting chomped. And you can see like she fires a couple of blasts from her hands, and the T-Rex like cranes its neck back and just...
Okay, sure thing. I'll see what I can do.
Or as an alternate, I have another solution.
Yeah, if you have another solution, I'll go do that. Yeah.
Puck comes out of the vision, and he is gonna, responding to that, he'll just be like, I can move the van. Eagle, can you throw me?
Absolutely.
And he just like puts a hand up.
And she just like flings by and catches your hand.
Mm-hmm. And when she does, I want to dig into her memories and find out if she knows that Falcon released this monster, or if she thinks that this monster was, that the dinosaur was just released.
That's good. That is unleashing your powers because you're extending your senses.
Yep.
That didn't even occur to me.
Yeah, I did that well. 6, 4, and 3.
Yeah, that's 13. Yep.
Whatever.
She knows that Falcon set things up to put you all into an optimal situation for this fight. She does not know that they released Pterosaur.
Okay.
But like, she had a conversation with a major Falcon operative
mm-hmm.
that told her like, Like, we know that this threat, we have intel, this is where it will go down, and we're going to make sure that you have, like, we're going to make sure you have what you need so that all four of you end up stepping out of this looking like heroes.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I was going to ruin her. It's good. I can relax.
Can she feel when that happens or no?
Probably.
Would that be on a 7 to 9, maybe?
Yeah. If he didn't, like... Yeah, if he didn't totally rock that,
then it would have been unstable.
Yeah. Okay. If it was unstable, then they would know, but yeah. It's a clean thing. And so he snaps back out of that after seeing that scene, and it's just like flung toward the van.
Yeah, and we get like a shot of her just like lifting her arm, which just means she's just lifted Puck's weight without any difficulty. Like, she's not even using the repulsor for this.
Puck's pretty small.
That's true. Well, but that's true. Puck is pretty small, but she's also flying and lifting him. Yeah. And just hurls him down right towards the van.
Mm-hmm.
And then we obviously get a shot like of Puck head on coming down towards it.
Yeah, and he probably just like takes a tumble and starts just pushing.
Yeah, that's well within your abilities.
He's got super strength.
Yeah, and the cameraman and the reporter are just like being pulled along from the cords going to the van and going like, hey, we're...
No, nope. Come on, guys. No. Bring it back.
We're
back,
getting
back,
the
back.
Can we talk to you afterwards?
Maybe.
So, Kato, what are you up to?
How distracted is the pterosaur?
Pretty distracted.
Okay, so I am going to... Somebody found out the weakness. Was it Frequency found out the weakness?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm assuming you've communicated that to us.
I'll tell you if you want me to tell you.
That will be helpful.
Okay, sure. I'm definitely seeing things. Every time it's taking a step, it seems to need to plant its feet to regain its strength. I think it's getting its strength from the ground. That doesn't seem to make sense, but...
Can you bring the drone close to the ground? Can I go underneath it?
When you say underneath it, do you mean underneath the ground or underneath the dinosaur?
Underneath the dinosaur.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Underneath the ground would be very impressive.
I was very confused what you meant by that, but I... Figured we could find a subway tunnel somewhere, but...
I'm going to try gliding on the drone and not necessarily throwing.
Okay.
But if I'm close enough, I'll just attach small explosive orbs on its legs. And I'm going to try to separate its feet from the rest of it.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't get the benefits of being...
Go ahead and directly engage a threat. That's plus danger.
Oh, boy. Okay. 7.
7. Okay. So here's what I'm going to suggest. As you're trying to place them, it's really like trying to stomp you. It's trying to get at you. And, Striped Eagle, says over the comms, let's take it out now. And she just dives right in towards its neck and just like gets her arm, like she gets her arms just like around its neck and just starts like squeezing. So that it has to put its attention to her. And so it's like nodding its head up and down, trying to get at her. And she's spending one team to give you a plus one, bringing you to 8.
Okay.
Do either of you have a way that you could add onto this or no?
I'm trying to bring him in as close as possible on the drone. Is that helping enough already rather than him throwing it? Or should I try to go one step above there?
I think that could be enough. But why don't you give us like a quick, like cool description for it?
Oh, okay.
I have a suggestion.
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Just so say we need 2 orbs per leg. I only have 3.
Okay.
So I can attach 2 and then 1, and then he can I'll get off the drone.
I can have a few of these drones strike it at once if you want. True.
Nice.
I
don't even
have to get off it really. If there's many other drones, we can just...
I'll soar you out of safety still.
Perfect.
What I can do is Puck sees that, like, and he's listening, he can hear this is happening, and so he will sprint back from the van and slide, like dive and slide under the dinosaur,
okay,
and like get underneath it and start trying to help lift it up. And so like he probably can't lift the thing by itself, but it will put added strain on the legs, so that when the explosives blow, there's like a better chance that it'll just snap.
Fantastic. Okay, so that brings it up all the way to a 10.
Yes, I could, because I was also going to say, just because higher numbers are always so much nicer.
Yeah.
I'm a troublemaker. Whenever I help a teammate through destructive criminal or rule-breaking means, I give you a +2 instead of a +1 when spending
team. Fantastic.
So, like, thanks a lot, Striped Eagle, but we didn't even need you.
Okay, then I'm gonna give you back one of those teams. So she didn't use it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll quickly retcon that.
Yeah. It was in the original plotted version, but then they pulled that back and did a different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Marvel method. So you get to pick two of those from directly engage a threat.
Is that mine or the team?
That's you.
Me.
You.
Okay. So I am going to take something from them. I'm going to take his balance and I guess his feet also from him.
I'll allow it.
I'm creating an opportunity as well for Striped Eagle or somebody else to finish the job once he's off balance.
Are you going? So you're not going to resist or avoid the blows?
You do still have to trade blows.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. I will probably be killed if I'm not resisting these blows. So maybe I'll do that.
Remember, you are on a drone. So,
right.
Like, it might not kill you.
It might knock you out of the sky.
Right. Yeah. So how about I resist and avoid the blows? Because I don't... If we're trying to look good, getting stomped or crushed is probably not going to help.
Fantastic. So its legs explode. And it just starts to, we get Puck underneath, just like lifting and pushing a little bit as that explosion is going on. And he's then kind of like blasted to the side by the explosion. All of the drones just like slam into the thing, slam, 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 slam. And Pterosaur just starts falling. And luckily, we managed to move that van out of the way because its head just crashes down immediately next to the van. And at that point it is just swarmed by Falcon agents. They are just like coming out and they've just got just like heating rays and they're just like firing at its head, and it is like you can see the stone just like hardening and turning into solid rock. And Pterosaur has been around for a while. It'll probably live because Rob has given me the saddest look. They're not executing Pterosaur in the middle of the street. No. This is something that is very powerful.
Okay.
But they are putting it out of commission. And so Striped Eagle... you were on the ground. So Striped Eagle lands and just turns to look at the three of you and says, "That was very neatly done. Anyone want to answer a couple of questions?" And she nods towards the news van.
Boy, I don't know. We're not used to this.
Frequency?
Sure, why not?
Awesome. And she brings you, she gestures you to come with her. And, needless to say, they're moving into position to start doing some interviews. It all, things happen very quickly. Like, she's answering a bunch of questions about, Striped Eagle is back. They're back on the scene. No, this is not her. This is not the only team that she's going to be working with. Of course, they've been wonderful assets and fantastic to work with and everything like that. And then they turn to you, Frequency, because you're up in front. And so this is actually going to be a custom move.
Oh,
You're going to tell me how you portray yourself as a superhero. Not necessarily telling me which label, but basically saying you're going to be basically telling me the label that describes your team, and then you're going to be rolling team. With that label. This team that was here, right? And then you're going to be rolling with that. And essentially, if you roll a 10 plus, then the interpretation of the city will be, yes, you match that label.
Okay.
On a 7 to 9, the interpretation will be, yes, you match that label, and you match another label.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be my choice.
Okay.
And on a 6 minus, then you've made a terrible mistake in front of the media.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to roll first and see the other? Do you want me to explain everything?
First, start to tell me about the label that you're choosing for the team and everything.
We are a team that is here for this city. We are here to protect those who need protecting, stop those who need to be stopped, and offer assistance to any who come asking for our help.
Excellent. So that sounds to me like Savior.
That sounds like Savior.
Yeah, awesome. Roll plus Savior.
It's a plus two.
Awesome.
Oh, eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eight. Yeah.
I at first I just saw the five and was like, that was close, but then I had a one, so.
Yeah. So they're eating it up. And they're saying like, yes, this could this be the new saviors that Protean City needs? There's no denying that you're some dangerous folks as well. We have heard quite a few things about your pal Puck over there, and they kind of nod over towards him. And this is probably the least destructive scene you've left so far, but we're glad to be on the right side of that weapon. And then she turns to the camera and says, like, you know, coming to you live from Gerald Square, signing off. And then she turns and says, thank you very much. That was fantastic. Just played perfectly. Really appreciate it. Well done.
So there's a moment when so she says, yeah, like we are possibly like the saviors for the city, a new team they could be looking for.
Yeah.
And after they finish their broadcast, like there's other news people there and there's people taking photos and stuff. And so there's a moment when we all kind of like pose together.
Yeah. And it's awesome.
And it's awesome. And it looks freaking awesome. And Puck has like one arm around Frequency and one arm around the Striped Eagle.
Okay.
And I just want to dump all of the memories of the pterosaur being captured by Falcon.
Yeah.
And like the things that were like obviously led me to make the assumption that like that Falcon had control of it and chose to release it here today.
Yeah.
I just want to give her all of those memories. So in this case, because he's not, because Puck isn't just like looking at her memories.
Yeah.
He's like adding new memories.
Yeah.
She definitely knows.
Yeah. She definitely knows. And you can feel like you can feel her stiffen. Mm-hmm. She did not know about this and she is horrified about it. She has her visor up at the moment. And so the big like picture that ends up on the Protean City Times, her eyes are wide and she looks horrified. And so that's also like, you know, needless to say, that's a panel. And so, the thing cuts off and the newscasters kind of like they thank you a lot, blah, blah, blah. They give you cards and they're getting into their van. And you can feel you've had control over all the drones. You can feel Falcon take it back. They've put the, like, my assumption is you haven't been fighting them to control them because it's been natural.
The firewalls
and
are back up.
And so you
feel
the firewall come back up. Yep. And so they start, like, you know, the drones start mobilizing and moving out. There's still a bunch of Falcon agents because they are trying to remember and they're trying to figure out how they're going to move the pterosaur. It's a very large thing and it's always going to be a logistical nightmare to work out. So you've kind of got this moment afterwards and she goes up to you and grabs onto your hoodie and gets like right up in your mask. Like her face is like right up just almost at the Plague Doctor mask. And she goes, what the hell did you just show me?
Memories from the pterosaur. I mean, we did great work here today protecting the citizens of Protean City. Just sometimes it's important to ask from whom who.
Nice. Nice. Are we there? Yeah, you're there. She just suddenly went aggro on Puck.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, hey, hey.
Puck,
what's going
hell?
On here?
I didn't do anything.
She starts to lift Puck for a minute. And then, like, puts him back down and just turns and starts to walk away and goes, like, and then just turns back to him and goes, I need to process some of this.
It's fair.
I'll be in touch.
You know where we'll be.
And she goes to turn and she's about to rocket jet out of here.
Wait. What happened? We just won. I don't. Did Puck do something? Because sometimes he can be an ass. But what was that about?
Puck's not the one that did something, and she just like and fires herself off, and it shows like, you know, we've got the panel that shows the three of you, and she's getting off into just like going out into the over a building.
So I turn and immediately go towards Puck, and then I grab him and I'm like, what did you do?
I gave her some memories from the dinosaur.
What kind of memories? And why?
Memory. Puck, why are you keeping this stuff from us?
Sorry.
His mask is being pierced so hard right now.
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. I was having trouble reading the... Yeah.
I was trying to represent piercing masks, yeah, and I was not doing good hand gestures for that.
That is definitely piercing his mask. Go ahead and roll plus mundane.
I mean, I'm not sure which one of us is doing it. I would say he's doing it more. I'm just trying to point out the fact that it's happening.
Yeah, it's definitely happening.
I think it's...
Whichever one of you would like to roll it.
I'm probably more upset about this.
Okay, go ahead.
I think you have the better role, but not metagaming it. You are the one who walked up to him and also angry, grabbed him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not conditionally angry. I don't have that. my character is angry, but I don't have that condition.
Yeah.
This is not going to be good, probably.
Well, that's okay. So far, we have a one and spinning.
It is a... hold on. What do I... Is this just a straight...
Mundane.
Oh, it's a 9.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So on a 7 to 9, you ask one of those.
Whoa. Hang on. In that case, I'm also running up there.
Oh, that's true.
We still have team in this pool.
Yeah.
So once again, quoting what I just said, Yapuck, what the hell?
Perfect.
Plus one.
Brings it to a 10. You can ask two. Ask three. I'm sorry.
By the way, I love you, James.
It's good. It's good.
Oh my God, guys. This is so good.
So what are you...
Remember, like, maybe an hour and a half ago when I was like, yeah, these guys are being friends and not fighting each other. Love it.
So I'm going to ask Puck what he's really planning, as in, why did you do that? There had to be some reason to upset her like that.
Puck, what are you really planning?
Puck is really planning to, in this moment,
yeah,
he was planning to open the Striped Eagle's eyes to the dangers of Falcon.
Cool.
Were you planning on sharing these? This is not a question on the list. Mm-hmm. Were you planning on sharing the memories with us or not?
Puck will tell you. He will not put memories in your head.
Okay. Mm. So
he has a line.
So let's go back then, because I want to ask, how can I get Puck to show me what he showed Striped Eagle?
Like, give you the memories?
Mm-hmm. Is there any scenario where he would do that?
Yeah, you'd have to betray him and stop being his friend. Like, just totally, like, cut ties. If you want him, like, and maybe this is just, here's just an explanation. Puck doesn't want to meddle in the memories of his friends.
Right.
Because it's dangerous. And so... he is a little bit flippant about it, but he has a hard line. And so while we are a team and while we are working together, he's not going to do that. He's not going to put memories in your head, because who knows?
Right.
And so in order for you to get the literal memories, you'd have to like betray him, betray the team, stop working with us, become a villain, like totally disassociate yourself.
Right.
To the point where he gave up on you.
Right. And this is not that serious, because we still have some level of trust. So if you're not showing me, there's a good reason why. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to push that any further, because I trust Puck.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I don't know if there's a third question that's relevant from the list here. Unless Frequency has an idea.
No.
Cool. So yeah, so you see that Puck cares about you and is, yeah, maybe he's trying to show where things are bad. And so he wants Striped Eagle to be dealing with you fairly, but he sees that she's in over her head.
And so if we snap back to the conversation, you've grabbed him and you've asked him what did I do? And Puck will say, I dug into the memories of the pterosaur to figure out where it came from, and I discovered that where it came from was a Falcon facility. And she needed to know that, and she needed to see that to believe that it was true.
Are you saying that battle was fake?
I mean, it was a real battle. We definitely really saved people.
But we were on the news. We were just lauded. People, we were set up. We're frauds.
People were really in danger. but they were in danger because Falcon dropped a dinosaur in the middle of Gerald Square.
So end of session moves. At the end of every session, you choose whether you grew closer to the team, grew into your own image of yourself, or grew away from the team.
Frequency grew closer to the team.
Okay.
Striped Eagle made me feel welcome, even if he learned that Falcon may have had some ulterior motives to that fight. So what that will do is that will give influence to Striped Eagle over me.
Okay.
Did Striped Eagle already have influence?
No.
Okay, so that gives influence. I clear a condition or mark potential.
Great.
Puck feels like he grew into his own image of himself.
Okay.
He had been feeling a little bit too, like... So Puck sees himself as someone who's part of the team, who supports his friends, and who uses his time as a hero wisely.
Yeah.
And he had sort of been feeling not feeling that recently, and this was a good moment where, like, he supported Frequency, and he, like, helped Sokotoa. Like, he talked to Sokotoa, and they had a moment at the end, even though it was a little bit confrontational. But, like, we talked through it. And so I will... I shift one label up and one label down.
Yep.
And I'm going to shift up Savior and down Danger.
Nice.
Okay. And I, Sokotoa feels like he grew closer to the team because Frequency helped him so much during the battle. And specifically, he feels much closer to Puck because of the trust that he showed in sharing all that information at the end. So I'm going to give influence to Puck, but he already has influence over me.
Okay, so he'll shift your labels, okay. And then you'll also clear a conditional mark potential.
Okay.
Puck will move your superior up and your freak down. I need to do one more thing at the end of the adventure.
Oh, which yes. Which is
I need to answer the question, did I make progress in defeating my nemesis? If the answer is no, which it is. Because we didn't really run into, I guess.
Well,
okay, for the whole session,
your
yeah.
Nemesis for the whole so, session.
Yeah, so I guess I did move toward succeeding at run nemesis.
I totally agree.
So then I mark potential.
Awesome. Falcon base interior, and it shows the asset standing with a couple of Falcon people in very nice tailored suits, and one of the people in the suits says, I know you didn't want us to involve them. I know you think they're dangerous, but they showed some promise. They handled it well. And the asset looks to them and reaches into his suit jacket and pulls out a letter and hands it over and says, consider this my resignation, effective immediately.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Sokotoa is played by Mark Zurich, who can be found on Twitter at _Starkey_. Frequency is played by Rob Harvey, who can be found on Twitter at rharvey1211. Puck is played by me, James Malloy. And I can be found on Twitter at AndTheMeltdowns. The introduction was voiced by Peter DeGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us at our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com or follow us on Twitter at Protean City. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or wherever podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.